Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you've ever listened to Pat Caputo or read Pat Caputo, okay, he's not a guy that puts his head in the clouds. He's pretty realistic. Pragmatic, some would even say. To use the word of the day. Pat Caputo has put together a list of 10 options for the Tigers at the trade deadline that he says are both available and realistic. Like to go through them, see if anybody stands out to you. But John, I would emphasize how important this trade deadline is given the Scooble conversation we've been having. Mm-hmm. It's entirely possible that he prices himself out of Detroit.
Yes.
So then while you have him and while he's pitching this way and while you are the best team in baseball, you want to do everything you can to win this World Series. These names, again, are realistic and attainable. The first is Eugenio Suarez, third baseman, Arizona Diamondbacks. Former Tiger, big-time power. He has 19 home runs. It would lead this Tigers team. Strikes out a lot. Doesn't really hit lefties. Not a great defender. But he would be attainable. And he would bring big power, a big swing in the postseason, an upgrade at third base. John, he makes a lot of sense.
He does, and I would like to add him to this lineup because he feels like a very, like where this team is, he would instantly have the most home runs on this lineup, mm-hmm. a few more than Scoobs. But you add another power bat to this lineup where you've got already got Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter. You add another bat like this, and now all of a sudden what Scott Harris said yesterday, we want to make our lineup tough to beat. Mm-hmm. And this would be a part of that equation.
Incredibly small sample size. The lefties he would have to face if you faced New York.
Mean trading for matchups?
Yeah. If you were considering who they may face in an ALCS, it would be likely the New York Yankees. Suarez is crushing righties, and the lefties he would face, one of which is Max Fried. He's got great numbers, mm-hmm. 360, couple homers, and Carlos Rodon, he's hitting 333 against him. Very small sample size in his career. But yes, this would be a bat that would upgrade you on the left side of your infield. This is the type of move we've been talking about. Now, you could argue they should go bolder, but we're just starting with realistic names mm-hmm. now. The second name on this list is Aroldis Chapman, power reliever. I think last night's Tigers game showed you still need some length in that bullpen. It can't just be Vest and Canely. So the argument for Chapman is, you guys have seen him throw 100-mile-an-hour arm. Mm-hmm. Power arm, still doing it at a high level right now and would be a rental.
Come in, sit you down.
Yep. The guy they saw last night on the mound, Zach Eflin from the Orioles, is a name that Caputo mentions, and maybe it's even more important to bring up with Jackson Jobe's injury.
He's also got postseason experience.
He does have postseason experience.
With the Phillies.
Yep, and he pitched out of the bullpen, which is going to happen when you get to the playoffs, you're going to shorten your staff. The next name, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, shortstop, Pittsburgh Pirates. Excellent defensive shortstop, flirting with a .300 batting average. One-year contract, affordable contract, can play a couple positions. You are getting no power, but everything else checks out there.
Right, yeah, you're getting a guy that can get on base, but he's not going to clear the bases.
Yep. Some other relievers, Kyle Finnegan, who Caputo says is a roller coaster ride of a closer. Ryan McMahon, third baseman for the Rockies. Great note. Way better at home than on the road. The benefit of Coors. I'd be a little careful there. David Bednar, relief pitcher for the Pirates, throws heat. ARB eligible, so it'd be a two-year situation you'd have him for. Zach Gallen, premier pitcher, having a poor season. Again, with the Diamondbacks, a team that's going to be clear sellers. Another Pittsburgh player, Andrew Haney. And a third baseman, Ramon Urias from the Orioles, who can play a couple different positions on the infield. Yeah. To me, there's one clear name.
Yeah, on this list, the clear name is going to be Suarez.
There are names that aren't on this list that may interest you. Bo Bichette, mm-hmm. rental deal. Toronto's in the playoff spot right now as a wild card, but if there's no hope of him being there long term, that's a tough conversation. They'd have to be willing to hear offers.
Yeah,
Bichette can play short, could play third. That's the other name I'd be interested in.
Yeah, love to add his bat to this lineup. And obviously the other one is injured currently. You nailed it.
There's so many moving parts with that one.
And I'm talking to myself.
With Bregman, the Red Sox need to keep losing. He needs to get healthy. I'm not sure if opting in or opting out is better for the Tigers in terms of pulling off a trade, but right. all of those factors would be there. But that would be the home run move. Because it could be a multi-year play.
Right.
And worst case scenario, it's a this year play with the best, him and Jose Ramirez, the two best third basemen in baseball. You get one of them on this team with that clear need. Yeah.
So let's just go with three on that side of the infield.
Mm-hmm.
Suarez, Bregman, or Bichette. Rank them.
Bregman's number one,
clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah. Bichette or Suarez, that becomes the bigger deal because they're both rentals.
Yeah, and like I don't have a big opinion. I honestly would be happy with either of them.
More power or more opportunity on base?
Bat to ball. See, I think they prefer bat to ball. Like they yeah. like to keep the game, hey, keep putting pressure on them, force the defensive field, get their runners a chance to take an extra bag. I think Bichette fits gap to gap at Comerica Park more than Suarez. Plus, shortstop's an issue for this team. Trey Sweeney is not a major league ball player right now. Certainly not a guy who should be playing major shortstop for a World Series team. And the Baez story is great. I kind of like him as a super utility as opposed to an everyday right. shortstop.
A guy that you could use in a number of different spots like center field. We saw that. We saw third. We saw short. We've seen second.
So I think I would go Bichette factoring in a little bit of the makeup of this team and who's making the decision.
It allows you to be more matchup specific yeah. with Javi than anything else.
Yeah, which I think they would value.
Yeah.
So Suarez third, but he's the only, quote, attainable name that we've mm-hmm. listed. So,
what'd you think of Cole Keith at third yesterday? I mean, his first opportunity?
That's going to be another part of this is can he solidify third base? What I don't want to do is think they've got Matt Vierling, therefore we're going to be okay. And I know Harris brought it up yesterday, and I think I understand why he brought it up because
it's part of the equation, but you don't want to be waiting on him and hoping for him and then let something else slip through your fingers.
Well, he doesn't have to be pinned down to a need because he can point to injuries, but I would say if guys are injured, third base is a need. Yeah, exactly. And Vierling, it's the shoulder, the same shoulder that was hurting him, ailing him when the year began. What I don't want to do is say, we'll wait.
And then, we waited too long.
Hey, Vierling's not coming back. We could have got this bat sooner, or he gets traded somewhere else and you missed out.
Which is why I don't think that they wait until, you know, the 31st at 4 o'clock. This is something that's going to be done. I don't think it's done maybe even within the next 2 weeks, but as we get into the early weeks of July, that's when this team needs to start making these additions.
248-539-9797. Urgency with the trade deadline, the Scooble conversation, plus some names that have been floated out there.
Yeah, maybe there's a name that somebody else has.
If we've missed somebody.
If we've missed somebody that you think would be a great addition, feel free.
Hey, throw it in. 97.1.
Summer is here. If things are getting hot. It was hot yesterday. Don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They have in my old house, my new house, and they will take care of you just the same. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. And if you got an issue, you woke up this morning, house is warm, don't wait. Call them this morning. You're going to get same-day service if you call before noon. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Tarek Skubal, pardon my take. They also threw out, hey, how does 10 years, $425 million sound? To which Skubal, of course, says, yeah, who wouldn't? It's a lot of money. Is that what it would take? And when he says a year and a half, does he intend to take this to true free agency? That's where this gets messy with Skubal. Ticket Texter says, Skubal's the type of drafted and cultivated player we say we want for our teams. Now people whine about having to pay him top dollar. He's the Cy Young Award winner. Pay him. To me, this is like quarterbacks in the NFL. Salaries are too high? Too bad. It's the cost of doing business. You want an all-star who wins or 2 to 3 players who could maybe be good? If you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the porch. I agree with everything this person said, but if Skubal wants to hit true free agency, it's not even a choice for you at that point. You're not going to outbid the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is you could offer them a very good deal, mm-hmm. one that would set the market, but it might not set the market like the Dodgers would be willing to do or the Yankees would be willing to do.
And it's been my opinion the whole time that I want to make him the highest paid pitcher in baseball on a very long-term deal at the end of this season. I don't know what those numbers look like, but if it's got to be record setting, it's got to be north of what Gerrit Cole got, which
per
was
year,
325. Yeah. Yeah. He's probably going to want the most annually, which is going to be north of 40. And if he wants a deal of 8, 9, 10 years, Cole got 9, you start to do the math and it's right around the number that the guys threw out on, pardon my take.
Yeah. If you're going to go 10, if you're going to go less than that, 8 and 360.
Yeah. Cause in good faith, how can you ever hand a pitcher 10 years and feel good about it? Like, ticket texters are trying. Like, this guy goes, can we meet in the middle and give him a 4-year deal?
No.
His agent, and nor should he consider a deal that short.
Right.
This is his time to lock in the most money he could lock in. At that point, he would just wait till true free agency if you're offering him a 4-year extension. Yep. I don't see that happening. Texter says, I'd rather pay 2 Flaherty's every 2 years than 1 Skubal for 10. That may be the choice they make.
Yeah.
But then it adds urgency to winning while I have both Flaherty and Skubal and I have the best record in all of baseball. So when the trade deadline rolls around,
and the
you
urgency
act like it.
Of making sure that you keep Chris Federer around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Also a great point. Hey, by the way, we'll get to Dear John coming up at 9:35. NBA Finals last night?
Yeah.
This is not going how we thought it would.
Not at all. The Pacers are, gosh, they are just dogs. They just keep attacking all game long, and the setback that they had in game 2 didn't faze them. It didn't faze Halliburton. Halliburton almost had it. It was one rebound away from a triple-double. And he just continues to be the guy that makes everything happen there. And go back to game one. He didn't have to be the leading scorer. I think in that game he only had 14 points. But he's the guy that gets everything going. He is having himself a hell of a series.
And they looked to him.
Hell of a postseason.
They looked to him when they needed a shot at the end of the game. Yeah, Mathurin stepped up last night. Siakam has been consistent. As much as the story is the Pacers, I'll point out they're still underdogs in Vegas right now, despite being up 2-1, despite history being on their side, by the way. History says previous 41 times the series was tied 1-1 in the NBA Finals. The Game 3 winner went on to win it 80% of the time. Yet the Pacers are still the underdogs right now. I think it speaks to them being the book, saying the Thunder got to get their bleep together. They're losing more than the Pacers are winning. They scored 18 fourth quarter points last night. They've had a lead in every fourth quarter of the NBA Finals. This is theirs to lose, and they're losing it. How about this stat from them? Chock full of them here. The Thunder were 61-2 in the regular season when they had a lead going to the fourth quarter. 1-2 in the NBA Finals. I don't want to take away from the Pacers, but it sounds like I am. John, this is maybe more about the Thunder.
It might be. And, I mean, are they just going to come up small in the biggest moment?
Sure feels like that's what's happening. It's still their series to win.
It is, and I know everybody's got the stats, right? It's the team that wins game three, 80% of the time they win the NBA Finals. In hockey, for Stanley Cup Final, it's whoever won game three, it was like 72-73%.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It is. And put on top of that, the fact that Indiana has another game at home before they go back to Oklahoma. If they go back to Oklahoma up 3-1, now you're looking at, I mean, numbers that are unbelievable to overcome for Oklahoma.
Gov, did you say that Chapman has a ticket? Like, he bet on the Pacers to win the title like months ago?
It was early May, so what?
Okay.
A little over a month ago.
Yeah, so
He's been talking about it on his show, whether he should cash out or not, even before the series, because it's got some value, you know, because they reached the finals. They weren't even expected to do that. But now he's like, he thinks he should just end up letting it play out regardless.
I think at this point he should up 2-1. If they lose game four, that may be his last chance to cash out.
Yeah. And
because if they lose game five in OKC, that ticket's not going to be able, you're not going to get very much for that.
Right. I mean, yeah, he should definitely do it at that point because you have to win. It just doesn't.
You have to win 2 out of 3 in OKC. Yeah, I mean, he should hold it now while they're up 2-1. If they lose game four, it's now or never.
I mean, this has all the makings to me of the Thunder winning in six. And that's why I think the Pacers are still the dog. It just kind of has that look like, okay, now the Thunder, they blew it last night. They'll learn from that, and now they're going to plow ahead because they can just be so dominant. Like, I would wonder, like, even if they go up 3-1, what the odds will be.
Because OKC would still have a couple games at home.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, the odds to win the NBA Finals, Pacers plus 190, underdog. For the Thunder to win it in six, also plus 190.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. I'll say this. A guy that could potentially gain the most out of this Finals right now is Rick Carlisle. He could join a very exclusive club of coaches that won two NBA championships with two different teams.
So the research I did, I could only find three coaches that have ever done it. And two are very well known. One is Phil Jackson, Bulls and Lakers. Another, Pat Riley, Lakers and Heat. And the third name, I mean, Stoney would know this probably, but it's a guy who won NBA titles in the late 50s and late 60s, Alex Hannum, with the St. Louis Hawks and Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, he had Wilt, right? Wasn't Wilt on those late 60s teams?
67, 76ers? I have no idea.
I don't know for sure. I think he was. Dr. J wasn't yet.
Okay. We'll break down Bob Pettit later in the show. Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, there is a Florida man who's in some major trouble after he posed as a flight attendant for 6 years to get free flights.
For 6 years?
For 6 years. So he did work for an airline for at least 10 years, but he was not a flight attendant. He was not a pilot. I don't know what position he held, but he was working for an airline. So it wasn't just...
He wasn't on the flight.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But it says between 2018 and 2024, this 35-year-old man posed as a flight attendant for multiple major U.S. airlines. I'm talking American Airlines, Spirit, United, Delta, Southwest.
Wow.
Using their websites that are reserved just for flight crew so that he could book these flights with their employee benefits.
Oh, so he wasn't actually...
He wasn't putting on a uniform and serving drinks and snacks.
He was just taking the benefits.
The perks.
Yes. So that he could get these free flights, because that is a perk of being a flight attendant or a pilot. Yeah. You get to use these flights for friends and family and yourself when you're not working. And he's been charged with wire fraud and entering a secure area of the airport by false pretenses. It says this guy reportedly flew 34 flights on one airline by pretending to be a flight attendant or a staff member by using 30 different badge numbers and dates of hire to book his no-cost flights. He also claimed to be a flight attendant with three other airlines to book more flights as well.
Mm. Isn't this like...
Geez.
Why not just become a flight attendant?
Too much work, of course, John. It's too much work.
I guess.
Gotta go get certified, go through all the classes.
Is this not basically the movie Catch Me If You Can? Is this not that movie?
I mean, he wasn't writing his own checks and doing those
things.
I mean...
But it's similar.
Similar, yeah. And they caught him.
Yep.
They definitely did. GM pledges
so
to...
So they can.
Yes. Pledges to invest... Have you seen that movie? I know you're not a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan. It's a great movie.
It is.
Anyway, GM pledges to invest $4 billion in three U.S. manufacturing sites over the next 2 years to prepare for changing production, which is slated to begin in 2027. They also say two popular Chevy models will also move to U.S. plants from Mexico as part of the shift. They say as part of the announcement, GM also confirmed reports that it has no current plans to produce electric vehicles at its Michigan Orion assembly plant. That says the company will produce gas-only vehicles at the plant after its retooling. They had more to say. They also said that the Chevy Blazer, is slated for a refresh, and its production will move from Mexico to the U.S. by 2027.
Awesome. Cool. So more built here. Yeah.
Lots of things. Some really tragic news. I don't know if you guys have been looking at the news at all this morning, but a plane carrying 242 people crashed minutes after taking off in India this morning, likely killing everyone on board as well as more on the ground. Mm. The Air India flight, which was headed to London, just crashed into a huge fireball about 5 minutes after takeoff. The pilot did make a mayday call seconds after takeoff. And then shocking videos show this plane just descending over a busy city before crashing into, it says it was a doctor's residence. It's just a big building. Mm. And the photos are devastating.
Yeah.
So they say everyone on board most likely died. And from the pictures, you can understand why. But then everybody, if anybody else was in this big building, right? And surrounding buildings may have been injured as well. Very, very sad news. So no, I don't know why yet. No reports as to what happened.
Oh my God.
The only one I see right now is that the back end of the plane is sticking out of
the building.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I'm not going to end it with that news because I don't want to. This is kind of exciting. The NFL Players Association just released a report, and five Lions were listed in the league's top 50 player sales list. So this is cool. And then they say the Lions are the only NFL team to feature three players in the top 20. So we got Aiden Hutchinson at the very top, number
highest?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the highest. Amon-Ra St. Brown, right below him, number 8. Jahmyr Gibbs at number 20. Then you've got Jared Goff, 22, and Sam Laporta at 47.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's very awesome.
Hey, we support this team, man. Mm-hmm. Road games, jersey sales, all of it.
Yep. Hey, and the next time you go to a game, or maybe you just go to Ford Field for a concert or another event, you don't have to worry about your phone being charged, because there's going to be some new portable phone kiosks kind of around the stadium. They just debuted on Tuesday. And what you can do is you can rent a charger and then carry it with you back to your seats during whether it's a football game or a concert. And they say this service is provided by a Detroit-based startup called You Charge Up, and it's actually founded by former Lions running back Joique Bell. pretty cool concept.
That's cool, yeah.
It's awesome.
You can rent it, I guess, as long as you need it, but it's $2.50 per half hour. And what you do is after you rent it, after you use it, you get some juice in your phone, you go and return it to any of the 6 kiosks when you're done, so somebody else can then use it.
So a few summers ago, I went to a Twins game, and they had the old score. You have to sit there and plug in to get the juice. And now with all the tickets on your phone, if you're going home and you're going to Uber home, you need your phone. I'm pretty sure Little Caesars Arena had these last season because I think Kelsey used one.
Was it portable?
Portable, yeah. Where you check it in and check it out.
Oh, that's neat.
Which is, look, ideally you don't want to have to be in this position, but if you are in this position, it's a lot better than being tethered to some island on the concourse.
For sure.
You can at least go back in and watch the game and get some juice.
Cool.
Yep.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Dear John, life advice, some Father's Day questions. Mm. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.